Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Leppard. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Hunt. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dick Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball four. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. There goes Brinkman. The throw from Batty to second, and Brinkman is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Don Leppard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppard hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Mincher moves to second. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allison scores. Mincher moves to third. Batty moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive towards third. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Senators, 3, Twins, 3. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-1 in the game. Leppert strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0-for-1 in the game. Austin strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cott. Brinkman moves to third. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is hit by the pitch. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Brinkman scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to third. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Locke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive towards third. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-2 in the game. Leppert strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0 for 2 in the game. Osteen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Hunt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Locke hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 3 in the game. Virals strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0 for 3 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leppert for the out. Two outs. Ken Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Cottier now playing second base. John Kennedy now playing third base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Ron Henry pinch hits for Don Mincher. Ron Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0-for-3 in the game. Osteen strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Al Worthington. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.